This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hour two on this Thursday, Dan and the Danettes. Dan Patrick Show, down a Danette. Fritzy is out again today. Hope to have him back for Meet Friday. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question for hour two is what, Seton O'Connor?
Well, Dan, let me update you on hour one. We had, is the Super Bowl winner this year going to play this weekend?
Okay.
Right? Or, a.k.a., who you got, Chiefs, Eagles, or the field?
Okay.
Right now, 73% of the audience are taking the field.
Oh, okay. I mentioned that the Rams, they didn't win their division last year, right? They were a wild card weekend team, and Tampa Bay the previous year, they were a wild card weekend team as well. So back-to-back years that we had teams playing this weekend. All right, what's poll question for hour two?
Toddler threw out a fun one. Yeah, go ahead, hit it.
Okay.
If I'm a sought-after head coaching candidate, money terms are the same. Which job are you most interested in? We've been sort of dancing around this one a little bit.
Yeah, we have.
Broncos, Cardinals, Colts, Panthers, Texans.
Like, the Texans is an interesting job. I don't know about ownership there, but the Texans, if I get the quarterback that I want, it's kind of you're starting over. And that might be a good thing. Carolina, it still comes down to what quarterback am I going to have? Now, you can say, I already have my quarterback in Denver, but is that enticing enough for Sean Payton or Jim Harbaugh or whoever, Dan Quinn, to take that job? You're going to spend money, you're going to bring in a free agent, you know, those kind of things. Who's going to be available draft-wise? That would probably be the better indicator. You know, do you look at Arizona and say, I've got Kyler Murray? Or do you say, I've got Kyler Murray?
Yeah. Do you have Kyler Murray? You stuck with Kyler Murray.
And then DeAndre Hopkins wants out. J.J. Watt's retiring. I don't know. There's no feel-good story there with Arizona. Although you are following Cliff Kingsbury, so you might say, all right, yeah, should be able to improve upon this. Yes, Paul.
With Sean Payton, a lot of people are discussing Sean Payton as if he has his pick, which it seems like he does.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, it's you got a quarterback-ish in both places, Denver and Arizona, or do you go full blank slate? Like, Houston's probably going to stink next year. So if you don't get a quarterback of this draft or you trade down in this draft, let's say you're Sean Payton, you took over in 2 weeks in Houston, Texas.
Yeah.
You may not take it this year and trade down, stink again next year, and then you get your quarterback. Build first and then get the quarterback. Or vice versa. But that's a blank slate.
But that's where you have to do your homework and go, okay, is Caleb Williams going to be the guy or Drake May? Like, can't miss. And then you have to finish in the top two. But they may look at C.J. Stroud and say, no, we like him. I don't know. It's tricky when it comes to trying to handicap these jobs and go, Jimmy Garoppolo, Somebody won him. If Justin Fields is traded, Derek Carr. Those are all good options to have for some of these teams. It might be an upgrade. Well, they'd probably be an upgrade on all these teams we're talking about. Yeah, Seton.
And I don't know how long of a leash coaches get now in the NFL to figure it out or to turn around a struggling franchise, right? Like, that window seems to fluctuate a bit.
Well, Mike Florio is bringing up the scenario that Tom Brady would go to the Dolphins and Sean Payton would go to the Dolphins. Therefore, Mike McDaniel, who's coaching in the playoffs in his first season, would be a one and done. But he's also throwing out the scenario that if Brady went to the Dolphins, you keep Tua on the roster because he's going to cost you less than $5 million. Just, you know, this time of the year, there's a wide range of speculation. And that's all it is right now. Yeah, see.
Mike McDaniel got you to the playoffs. Why would you get rid of him?
I'm just going by what Florio said. And I was surprised at that.
Why would you get rid of him?
I don't know. Ask Florio. To start the week, the Dolphins were 10.5-point underdogs against the Bills. With the news that Tua is not playing, that's now 13. The Ravens started the week getting 6.5 points against the Bengals. That's now 8.5 with the continued reports of Lamar's questionable availability. Sean Salisbury's available to us. The former quarterback will join us coming up a little bit. Michael Wilbon from the Mothership will stop by as well. Final 2 hours here. We say good morning if you're watching on Peacock. Thank you. Download the app. Watch for free. And listening to our affiliates around the country as we close in on 400 across America. We have the rookie quarterback in the playoff quiz. Paulie has that for us right now. Also, overtime rules in the postseason. I want to do overtime rules in the postseason because we need to re-educate the audience, myself included, on what are, you know, as a matter of fact, everybody in the room here, on what the overtime rules will be starting this weekend in the NFL, Paulie.
So, Dan, last year, remember the Chiefs' 42-36 overtime victory against the Bills? A lot of people are salty that the Chiefs got the ball, scored in overtime, and Josh Allen never got the ball.
Yes.
They changed the rule. Now, here is the new rule. If a team scores a touchdown on the first possession of overtime, it will line up to kick an extra point or attempt a two-point conversion. That team will then kick off to the other team, and that team will get a chance to score a touchdown. If that team does score a touchdown, it will line up for an extra point or two-point conversion on its own. It's possible that the game can end at that point because you either make or miss the two-point conversion.
Okay.
If one team gets an extra point, the other one gets a two-point conversion, game is over, right? So getting the ball second may be more attractive these days. But if the score remains tied after both teams' touchdowns and extra points, it'll now be sudden death overtime, which means it's kind of funny because then another team will get the ball and then the other quarterback won't.
Yeah.
We just delay the screw job
yes.
of one of the quarterbacks not getting the ball.
This is known as the Josh Allen rule.
It is the Josh Allen
rule.
So here's a question, now that you know this.
Mm-hmm.
I think, wouldn't you kick it and then know what you have to do on offense? Because if you kick off and the other team scores a touchdown and a extra point, you get the ball back in the exact same, probably have to go 75 yards, but you know what we need to do.
I can't imagine somebody going for two to start out overtime. You score a touchdown and go for two.
Right, but then would you...
I'd play it safe, and I'd be like, all right, we scored a touchdown, kick the extra point. You got to score a touchdown, kick the extra point. Now it's sudden death after that.
But it does create some drama, because let's say Chiefs scored first and got a touchdown and an extra point. The Bills would probably go for two, because otherwise you're giving the ball back to Patrick Mahomes, only needing a field goal, only needing 40 yards, and they've got a good kicker.
Yeah.
So I think that's all.
Okay.
Is that better?
I don't know if it's fair but it does create a little bit more drama there. We're going to give both quarterbacks the opportunity to get the ball. And then after that, we're going to give a quarterback the opportunity to win the game. Correct?
Yes.
Okay.
As a business person, you could say like they've guaranteed themselves about four more commercial breaks too if they ever get an overtime game.
I like
financially.
That. Yes. Seton, did you have a question or a comment?
Actually, what this all reminded me of was during the World Cup, mostly NFL fans were flipping out about how stupid penalty kicks were.
Yeah.
And then this conversation just brought me right back to stupid endings of games and how the hell are you supposed to figure this all out?
Why not?
You go and then I go, but then if you do this, then I get to do that, and then you go do the... What?
We could do penalty kicks in the NFL.
Ooh.
You can just keep playing, maybe, or I don't
well,
know.
They've tried to cut down on that because safety.
Can't play too much.
No.
This
no.
definitely increases the drama and
yeah,
at
I'm
least
fine
the
with it.
Fairness from both teams.
I love sudden death. I don't need anything dressed up. It's like, if you got to overtime, sorry. It's sudden death. That's it. I know we would like, hey, everybody should get equal opportunity here. No. Got to. You had, your equal opportunity was regulation, not overtime. Yeah, Mark.
But you're putting the pressure just on one side of the ball. On the team that's on defense first, you're just putting the pressure on them.
Okay.
So you have a chance for the offense. You know what? Let's match.
Well, them. Win the coin toss.
But that's a chance. That's by chance, though.
Okay.
Yeah, like winning the coin toss isn't like something you can control.
Oh, yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can. Go ahead, flip a coin.
Who has coins?
I don't.
What do you mean?
You're right. Who carries like, around coins anymore?
Where do we go find one
give
of those?
Give me a coin. All right.
Decade is.
But if you did, it would be heads.
Oh, you're guaranteeing it.
Yes, I have that ability.
Maybe. Come on, the integrity of the game matters here, okay? Somebody flip a coin.
All right.
Yeah. Okay, now we know who.
Okay, but we flip a coin to begin with, so yes, Paul.
You ever do the thing when you can't find something and you start patting your pockets and your chest as if a quarter's just going to drop into my breast pocket of my shirt?
Yeah.
That's my move to get out of an uncomfortable situation, too, sometimes. We're like, you know, if you're talking to somebody and then all of a sudden it just stops awkwardly and nobody has anything to say to each other, and then you're like, oh, dang, where did I put my...
Oh,
I'll be right back.
Yeah.
And you take off.
Oh, yeah. Oh, hold on. I got.
Oh, dang. Where did my phone go? You know what? Excuse me. I'll be back in 1 minute.
We'll have the rookie quarterback in the playoff quiz coming up. Mo in Arizona leads us off this hour. Hi, Mo. What's on your mind?
Good morning, Dan Danette. Hey, as far as the first pro question, I'm taking the field, and I think my chances are pretty good. Let's go, Marv. Taking the Niners. And let's. I've got to remind Paulie and Seton that we have a pie to the face bet because I took the Niners at the beginning of the year to win the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay. Well, social media usually lets us know about that. But I'm going to take your word for it, Mo. But thank you. Thanks for the phone call. That was a gutsy pick, going with Trey Lance, not having Christian McCaffrey. Matt in Nashville. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan Danette. First off, weighing in on the poll, I'll absolutely take the field. But I wanted to just say that I love, as much as I love sports, I love when your show devolves into many entertainment tonight. So I want to weigh in on the Tom Cruise debate. One, I got to agree, Maverick, good movie, not Oscar-worthy.
Okay.
Tom Cruise is an actor, grossly underrated. His performance in Jerry Maguire I would deem as sneaky, incredible. And then as far as American actors, whose resume I would want, I'm going to throw this out there. It's got to be Harrison Ford. Guy was both Han Solo and Indiana Jones. Show me somebody who can top that.
Yeah, you know, but I was going with he's at the end of his career. But I was looking, you know, Tom Cruise is still in the sweet spot there. Yeah, Paul.
You know, Clint Eastwood, I you can make the case that the back half of his career was not bigger. That's not the right word to use. But more variety. Because he was more of like, you know, gunslinger back in the 70s.
But he was Dirty Harry.
He was Dirty Harry and Outlaw Josie Wales, but those were kind of his two things.
Yeah, yeah, see.
You could wonder if he was a better actor or director.
You could.
Sure.
You could have that discussion.
Because he might be a better director than he was an
you,
actor.
You could make that discussion work a little bit. Absolutely. Pete in Richmond. Hi, Pete.
What's up, fellas? What's up, fellas? How are y'all doing?
Great.
Hit you with the... I like all of that. I love all of that. Real quick, without a doubt, hands down, it's all over. Samuel L. Jackson. You're in Marvel. You're in Star Wars. If they make a new Harry Potter movie, I bet he's in that. I'm telling you right now.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
All right,
gentlemen.
Pete. Thank you. You got a nickel? You got a coin there, Paulie?
Yeah, in the entire building, we couldn't find a quarter.
Oh, well, then that's different.
Oh, you call it differently because of the weight?
Yes.
We don't have a silver dollar laying around.
Yeah, we should.
Can you imagine this happening in the Super Bowl? The
see, I'm going to go. Yeah, when the referee goes, I got a penny.
Anybody in the crowd?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like, too, when they're like, okay, the helmet is tails, but the stadium is heads. And you're like, what the heck?
I'm going to go with tails because it's a nickel, Paulie.
Quickly, I'd like to say to both parties, the old white guy who I don't recognize is heads. The famous building, I'm not sure what it is tails.
Okay. Right.
Here we go. You're calling?
Yeah, I'm going to go tails because of the weight differential with that and a quarter.
All
right. Here we go. All right.
Figuring it out now.
Heads.
It's confirmed. Two sources, heads.
Okay. All right. I can't control a nickel. I can control a quarter or a silver dollar.
Just looking for room for that sports Emmy.
Now you win the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Let's take a break. More phone calls coming up. Sean Salisbury in the On Deck Circle. Let's play the rookie quarterback in the playoffs with Sean. Because when Sean was playing, rookies didn't usually play in the postseason.
You're very correct.
All right. Let me take a break here. We'll come back. More phone calls as well. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. Oh, every time I tell you about this, you cringe. But you cringe because you might not have LifeLock by Norton. As we begin 2023, experts are highlighting new identity thefts, the threats that we may have. And there's so many scammers out there. You got to make sure that you protect yourself, but you have to also understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Every single day, we put so much information out there, and you make it easy for cybercriminals to steal your identity. That's why you need LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats that you may not spot on your own, like loans taken out in your name. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist works to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but it's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK, or go to LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards, only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Yes, Paulie?
Does Marvin think that Tom Cruise was in Footloose?
I think he does.
No, Kevin Bacon was in Footloose.
Okay, but why are we playing Footloose?
Kenny Loggins Appreciation Day.
That's fair.
It wasn't announced. It wasn't on my calendar.
Oh, that was internal.
Sony Open in Hawaii starts today on NBC, Peacock, and the Golf Channel. Let's bring in our good buddy, Sean Salisbury, former NFL quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show on Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Let me start with something that was just brought up again by a listener. Do you think Lamar Jackson's contract status has anything to do with his availability against the Bengals this weekend?
I would hope not, Dan, because I'd go back to the preseason when he could have said, I'm not showing up like we've seen guys do in the past and not play the regular season. Maybe it's sitting on the point where the frustration started to build and a teammate of his and Roquan Smith got paid. Yeah. Maybe it all the cumulative effect, Dan. But I'd like to think, and I'm going to give Lamar more credit than that, to think that if, considering legacy and on the line, that he and his will replace his people don't talk about, but him and thinking about it, that with a chance to do something he hasn't done and get to a Super Bowl, I think he'd like to do it. I'm in the back of his mind, you don't want to get hurt, but I think he would have done it at the beginning, not the end. I think that he's probably just not fit and ready to play.
You, of course, cover the Texans. They lost the number one pick, and we were wondering in the moment, if you get the touchdown, now it's a 4th and 20, and right, you're going to go for a two-point conversion, you're going to lose the number one overall pick. Now, Lovie Smith is trying to save his job, and Davis Mills is trying to save his job as the starting quarterback. I understand all those things. But if you're management, could you have somehow got a message down to say, let's run an elaborate two-point conversion that we know might not succeed so we can get the number one team, number one pick there?
Well, I'd have sprinted out of the press box as a general manager, and I'd have knocked his ass out before he made the play call. That's what I'd have done. Dan, is there such thing as a crappy win? That was it. Now,
that's a bad win. Bad win.
No doubt about it. Because number one is, Lovie Smith wasn't saving his job. I guarantee you they knew going into that he wasn't coming back, because they didn't just wake up after the game and say, I think we'll – fire him. They knew going in that no matter what, even if they'd have won by 40, Dan, he wasn't going to keep this job.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I would have said, first off, Davis Mills, yeah, we want you to, I know we want to showcase you, but I think we're going to run the inside zone read with Jeff Driscoll the whole game. That's how you control it. Because, you know, Dan, players and coaches are like, even if you know you're not going to get fired or are, you're like, screw that. I'm going to leave it all on the table. And so are the players. Davis Mills doesn't want you drafted Bryce Young or C.J. Stroud. So, of course, they're going to play it. Now, I got to tell you, it sure as heck also looked like the Colts. I mean, when you jump up and the ball goes through your hands and you're going like that and completely missing, it's like, come on, get a stop on 2 fourth downs. But, yeah, I would have created it in the week leading up to it. I would have all of a sudden about 8 players have hammy problems. They wouldn't have played. I wouldn't have let it happen, Dan, because it sure sounds a lot better to control the draft as the one pick,
yeah,
especially a team that needs it, than the two pick, regardless of who you want to take.
Are the Texans attractive enough for Sean Payton to strongly consider taking that job, if offered?
Well, you heard Nick Caserio say, if there's a coach that wants the job or doesn't like what I'm doing, I'll step aside. Sure you will. No, you won't. You know, the talk of Sean wanting to bring in like a Jeff Ireland, a guy he can stand shoulder to shoulder with. Now, sometimes you may say that, then all of a sudden a guy grabs you and says, I'm the guy for you, and the head coach and the GM, which I believe, Dan, both have to be alphas, but take ego and pride aside. And even if you disagree on certain things, you got to be able to discuss it and talk it out. That hasn't been the case here. They've hired coaches that they expected to be bridge coaches to this situation. Hell, if you're Nick Caserio, hire a guy for selfish reasons to save your job. Attractive enough, Dan. Great. Plenty of room in the salary cap. All these assets. Texas is a great place to coach football. The problem is the trust and the dysfunction. Does Sean Payton believe that even he can fix the dysfunction that's gone on in this building? If he had his own guy, he probably would. For him, probably not, Dan, because I think he wants his own guy. But it is an attractive job if you can sift through the trust and dysfunction, which is a big, big sift through here in Houston.
If you're the Bears GM, are you trading Justin Fields and taking Bryce Young?
I'm not. I've seen it, because I'm not sure 5 years from now, as much as I love Bryce Young, and I think he's got that it factor that we can't teach. It's just there. And it's not just potential, Dan. I've seen production. You know, we talk about potential. Potential gets coaches fired. Production and potential together lead you to places like Trevor Lawrence has done and Herbert and Burrow. I think Bryce Young's got that. I'm not big on the measurables. I think they're overrated. I need, can the guy win for me and elevate everybody in the building and maximize? I think Bryce Young can. But if I can continue to see growth with Justin Fields, if I was Chicago, I would not trade that pick. I would not trade Justin Fields. Now, if somebody, I'm listening to every call, if you're going to make me 3 first-round pick offers, then I'd probably do it because I don't think I'm going to lose much. I've seen enough of Justin Fields to tell me there is growth there and potential, and I'm not sure in 5 years who's going to be better, Fields or Bryce Young. He's got to improve as a passer, but with all the things that you need, I think there's still room to get Justin Fields to grow, but I'm going to answer the bat phone to every call you make, but my priority is not to trade Justin Fields for a college quarterback just yet.
If I got a good offer for Justin Fields, then I would trade him. Because if I think Bryce Young and Justin Fields are similar, I can reset the quarterback clock with Bryce Young.
100%.
And
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
But Justin Fields, that's not sustainable. It's great to watch. It's not sustainable. And we've watched this down through history. You know, Bryce Young can be more sustainable, and I can reset the clock. Maybe I get a first round and a third round pick for Justin Fields.
If the offer is like that, where it is, I'm gaining assets, first round. If you give me like what they got for Trey Lance, let's just say, for instance, what the 49ers gave up, Dan, in the draft to get Trey Lance or something in that, if you were to get that, there's no doubt, because you're exactly right. Sustainability, we've seen it. It looks good. But I can tell you this. We don't win Super Bowls by starting a guy who can extend the pocket and then once in a while beat you from inside it. We win Super Bowls from the hula hoop in the pocket. And then if we can extend the play and go, great. Championship quarterbacks got to beat you throwing on time with accuracy and throwing people open. So if you make me an offer I can't refuse, I'm with you. Because do I believe Bryce Young can walk into the Chicago Bears and make them better overnight? I don't know about 7 games better, but you're damn right I do. So, but it has to be an offer that I won't let out of the building because I can reset. And I think Bryce Young right now is a far better guy inside the tackles than Justin Fields. But it better be an offer I can't refuse.
Sean Salisbury, former NFL and USC quarterback, host of the Sean Salisbury Show, Sports Talk 790 in Houston. Tom Brady to the Dolphins. Mike Florio floated that. Same source who told him when, you know, Tom was going to go there with Sean Payton, and then you had the Brian Flores lawsuit. Now he's bringing it back up again. You could keep two on the roster. Tom comes in, and he also floated the idea of Sean Payton going to the Dolphins, which would mean Mike McDaniel would be a one and done, having taken this team to the playoffs.
Right.
The likelihood that Tom Brady would go to the Dolphins is what, in your opinion?
I think higher than we think. I think you'd throw the Raiders into it because of Josh McDaniels. I think the likelihood that Tom Brady plays again and maybe somewhere else is more likely that than he retires, Dan, even all that, what, $375 million that's waiting on him. But I got to tell you, they're going to beat the Dallas Cowboys on Monday night. And this dude in January doesn't lease it or rent it.
Whoa.
He owns it. They're going to win on Monday. They're going to win on Monday night. Now, they're getting healthier. Listen, I know the record says they have been good. But think about the NFC quarterbacks. If I took every NFC quarterback and stuck every one of them in Philadelphia, who do you trust the most in January, Dan? Tom Brady. So, will Tom walk from Tampa? Maybe. But can I see in Miami him going to Miami, which is obviously about him wanting to go.
But, Sean, I trust Brady in January. I don't trust this team in January.
I trust him more than I trust the way the Dallas Cowboys are up and down like the Dow Jones and Dak throwing the ball to the other team because they're going to cut it loose defensively. I don't think they can win a Super Bowl with the way they've played. I said if you took all the NFC quarterbacks, now the gauntlet of the AFC is brutal, friggin' brutal. But you took them all those quarterbacks in the NFC and said you have the same roster, San Francisco's roster, Philly's roster, Dallas's roster. who do you trust the most? You're taking 12 in Tampa. You just are on any of those rosters. Now, I trust Philly's team more. I trust the 49ers team more. But, Dan, that's what I'm saying. We're talking about a 45-year-old who in January still can make enough plays. The question is, can they keep him upright, and can he play well? If Dak turns it over a couple of times, Tampa's winning at home. Now, as far as his future, I can see Tom playing in another uniform wearing number 12. Sean Payton, what's not to love about that? It'd be weird to watch Mike McDaniel leave after one season and get into the playoffs. But if you can get Brady, no offense to Tua, you're a better football team with Tom Brady and Sean Payton than you are with Tua and Sean Payton. There's no question about it.
I don't know what the Rams are doing. Because if I'm running the Rams, I say to Sean McVay, come on in today. And you're not going to leave the building until you make a decision. Because,
right.
Because I have coaches who are now free to leave. Like, I have to run a team. I'm not running a, Sean, what do you want to do with your life? I'm running a football team. Why aren't the Rams saying to Sean McVay, you can't hold us hostage. We want you back. Or you want to take a year off. Take the year off. You know, we'll bring in somebody on an interim basis. But you can't be doing this. You did it last year to us. We gave you a new contract here. Like, this can't be – you can't be the Aaron Rodgers of quarterbacks where you're going, you know, I don't know. Give me a little bit of time. I got to ask Sean McVay to make – you give me a damn answer right now. And that's it. And allow us to move on.
Dan, a couple things that – and here's the thing. All this player empowerment that I'm a little bit over. You guys get to decide what they want, where they want to trade you. I'm not buying the coach empowerment in this. Now, I love Sean McVay. I think he's a hell of a coach. But guess what? We're all replaceable. And if he comes in and still hems and haws, Dan, to your point, guess what? I'll make the decision for him. I will. Because there's guys out there, and I know the broadcast saying, and he's in his 30s, and he's a hot commodity, and he's a great coach. But didn't Les Snead and the ownership give up every asset on the planet to get Sean Payton what he wanted, and he won a Super Bowl with it? Sean McVay. Yes, yeah. Sean McVay. To get him what he wanted and get a Super Bowl. So now that we robbed Peter, we got to pay Paul. I need a decision, and I need it immediately, because if he's not all in, Dan, I can tell you this, they're not going to be back in the playoffs. They're begging for assets now anyway, because some of their guys are getting older. Some of their players are facing that decision, and Matt Stafford's coming off an injury. So you're damn right. We gave you what you wanted. Now we're asking for a meeting, and we're not – the doors are locked until you give us a yes or no. And if it's a kind of, I'll help make the decision for you. As much as I like Sean McVay, you don't get to hold my franchise hostage. We're struggling enough this year to find enough players and assets to build for a future. We got our ring. That doesn't mean you get to hold us hostage. I 100% agree with you.
All right, Paulie, the rookie quarterback playoff quiz. We'll play that with Sean.
Okay. Now, recently, a lot of quarterbacks in their rookie year made the playoffs. Mac Jones last year. But there have been 28 quarterbacks since 1980 to start a playoff game as a rookie. So I'm going to go decade by decade and just give you a couple notes. A couple guys have won two playoff games as rookies. And if you can guess that, that'd be very tough. Give me an 80s quarterback who started as a rookie in the playoffs.
Did Marino's team make the playoffs as a rookie? I know his second year they went to the Super Bowl.
Correct. Sean, Dan Marino.
Okay.
1983.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'll give you a hint that's one that's hard to get. Dieter Brock of the Rams.
Oh.
Came from the CFL, Sean. Your kind of guy. He started two games for the Rams in the 85-86 playoffs.
Dieter Brock, right. Number five? Does that sound
yes. Weird? And when you CFLers come to the NFL, you throw out all the records, okay?
That's a Grey Cup legend talking
okay,
there.
So Dieter Brock, Dan Marino.
One more from the 80s. He was just fired for betting on a game.
Just fired for betting on a game. Oh, it was
Bernie Kosar.
Yeah, Bernardo Kosar. Yeah. Greatest mechanics of all time.
Bernie Kosar is correct.
Bernie was a guy who'd be here, and he'd come here, and he'd say, what are you doing? Oh, great
He was doing the no-look pass before Mahomes was.
Dan, remember how I could do Dan Marino's cadence?
Yeah.
Let me show you one day when we're in live or maybe at the Super Bowl. I can give you Bernie Kosar better than old number 20 can give you himself. Or was he at 20 and Bernie, 20, give, 19 in the pro, 20 in college.
Give the audience a little bit of your Dan Marino at the line of scrimmage.
Well, you know how, Dan, we hear all the sound now. 119 and Aaron Rodgers came. Well, Marino was very simple. He was well ahead of it before the times. He'd be like, Mike is right. Mike Wright. And he'd be licking his fingers about 14 times while he was saying it. Mike Wright. And he'd pop back in the gun and he'd say, Mike's 55 down set. And we're on three. 180. One is that, that. And then, it's like, that. Dan, you said three. Yeah, just so what you do, you'd snap it on the first one to get to the that. Dan, what are you saying? And it was never hut. That. Yeah, my guy. And Danny'd be all red faced and he'd drop back and couldn't move 3 inches and he'd throw for 600 yards
oh,
on
I
you.
Know.
So,
all right,
all timer.
Do we have the 90s now?
The 90s, Dan. I'll give you Jim Everett also started as a rookie for the right. Rams in the 80s. In the 90s, only one quarterback as a rookie started in the playoffs. It was for the Raiders in 1991. That's how big of a hint I can give you.
It couldn't have been Jay Bird Schrader because he came out a lot earlier than that.
Yeah. The hint
91.
Is,
can you give me the college?
Your college.
My college. Vince Evans.
Todd Marinovich.
Okay. Well, here I am saying Vince Evans, who's older than me, and I got him starting as a rookie in the 90s. But Vince did play for the – yeah, Marinovich, that's right, who came out as a true sophomore, I think, to play for the Raiders, right? I mean, remember that? And he was,
that's right.
Because that was the time when you didn't have to be on campus
yeah.
3 years. That's exactly
yeah.
right.
What else do we have, Paul?
Let's get to the 90s.
No, that was the 90s.
Okay, sorry, the 2000s.
Okay.
One from Tampa, one from Pittsburgh, one for Atlanta, and one for Baltimore. And a couple guys, multiple starts as rookies.
Gosh, dang. Who did from Cal for Baltimore?
Bowler?
Kyle Bowler.
Nope. Joe Flacco as a rookie in 09 started three playoff games.
Yeah, Seton.
Wow.
Ben Roethlisberger?
That's correct. Two playoff
okay,
games.
Okay, give me the other teams. Give me the other teams.
Atlanta, 2009.
Atlanta, 2009.
Matt Ryan?
Matt Ryan's correct.
And this okay, one, well, that had to be him considering the length of his career. Good call.
Tampa in 2000, scrambling quarterback, I think out of Tulane.
Sean King.
Sean King is correct. Ooh. Started two playoff games, got a win for Tampa.
Ooh, nice.
Okay, now in the 2000s, there's been a bunch. But here's the one.
Is this the 2010s?
Yeah, 2010s.
Okay. All right.
This quarterback in his rookie year started three playoff games, the most of anybody, and won two of them. And he's also from USC.
Well, let's see. Carson Palmer.
2010.
The Sanchez?
Oh, okay.
The Sanchez.
Oh, Mark Sanchez. They went to the AFC Championship game.
Yeah.
Mark Sanchez.
With Rex Ryan as their coach. And I believe they led the league in rushing. And wasn't Marty Schottenheimer's son?
That's right.
The offensive coordinator on those teams?
The Sean Green years. Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, there you go.
Games.
All right. Listen, like a win in doubt. Throw out the record when USC quarterbacks come to the playoffs, well, except, of course, mine.
Yeah.
Does anyone want another shot at a random one? Here's some random ones for the past 10 years. Right. Connor Cook started for the Raiders in a playoff game.
Okay.
Against the Texans when Derek Carr was having an MVP season, and he couldn't throw the ball in the ocean if he was standing in a boat that day.
T.J. Yates.
Oh, that's who I was going to go with.
Couple playoff starts.
T.J. Yates.
And then, Andrew Luck.
Oh.
As a rookie.
What's wrong with you?
I wasn't that young.
Paulie does his Andrew Luck impersonation.
Sean Salisbury. Loved him at USC. Big gunslinger. Loved him in Canada. Loved Canadian arts.
He did that to Andrew Luck. I said, you got to do your impersonation to Andrew Luck.
I got my new flip phone. It's a Nokia. The Nokia is a 3 series.
That's pretty good.
The laugh at the end is so bad.
Salisbury. It's a steak. It's not a person. It's a fine steak.
Any other? Is that it? We're done with the
Mac
rookie?
Jones, Lamar Jackson, Dak Prescott, Russell Wilson Jr. the third. And Robert Griffin the third.
Robert Griffith Jr. the third.
Dude, when Bob Griffin was a rookie, he was off the charts now.
Yeah, he could run.
Off the charts.
He could go
yes,
a little
he
bit. He could go a little bit. All right, we'll see you in Arizona.
Can't wait. Love you guys.
Thank
Thanks,
you, buddy.
Man.
That's Sean Salisbury. Oh, you gave him USC questions.
He was a guest.
No, he should have got those. All right, let's take a break. We got phone calls coming up. Michael Wilbon will join us coming up. Final hour of the program. See what he thinks about the Bears with maybe trading that number one overall pick. And also, is there too much scoring in the NBA? We'll talk to Wilbon about that. Back after this, Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews. And be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Yeah, Marv. What are you doing?
I said Kenny Loggins Appreciation Hour, maybe.
Okay. All right. But this is Caddyshack, and you don't like Caddyshack.
Not better than back to school.
All right. We'll get some phone calls here. I was watching Kentucky basketball when they lost to South Carolina and lose at home. And then you start to hear the crowd booing, and then there were signs. There was a sign that said, I think, go to Texas. And I'm thinking, wait, what's going on here? Like, I wouldn't expect this with John Calipari in Kentucky. Now, you could say he hasn't done well in the last couple of years. Okay. He has stockpiled half of the NBA rosters. You know, they're having a down year. What, they 17 and 14 last year?
Hold on. I got you. No, that's, let me see that record. They're 10 and 6.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. They're 10 and 6. But like last year, they were 26 and 8. 2 years ago, they were 9 and 16.
Okay.
That was when the door kind of opened on this.
Yeah, but you know what? John can go get a job anywhere. You don't want him to leave. I mean, you want Gillespie to come in, somebody like that? I mean, be careful what you're asking for here. Calipari is still a great coach. And I mean, I was really surprised that they turned on him. But you know what? I hope John does go someplace else. All right? You want him to go to Texas? Now, you don't want to go to Texas where it's a football school. But if John leaves Kentucky, Kentucky might become a football school more than a basketball school. Just be careful what you ask for there. You got full of yourself. You expected this. Yeah, everybody is doing what John did. John was the first to do it. Now everybody's caught up, and now there's more competition. But it brings him back to earth. You're not going to be putting up 27 wins every year. But I was surprised that Kentucky fans, some, turned on him. Yeah, Marv.
Yeah, because Calipari, he took UMass and Memphis to the Final Four. Don't think he can't go somewhere else and do what he's done before.
Absolutely. He's like a pop-up coach. If you said, hey, I'm going to set up a food truck, and he can do that any place in the country. I mean, there are certain coaches. Rick Pitino's one of those coaches. Plug him in, he's going to win. And John Calipari will do the same thing. Yeah, Paul.
Calipari has won 78% of his games at Kentucky, 78% of his games at Memphis, and 75% of the games at UMass.
Yeah, that was surprising. But, you know, John acknowledges, like, don't boo the kids, boo me. But he brought in the kids, and it's been a substandard season so far.
$12.5 billion in contracts my players have got.
Yeah, well, he does remind me of that every time he's on. Yes, Paulie?
A little bit of NFL news-ish. Derek Carr, the former Raiders quarterback, he's still on the roster.
Yeah.
He did a nice Twitter post and social media post saying goodbye to Raider Nation.
Ooh, okay.
He said he's very sad. The fire still burns inside me to win a championship, but my days as a Raider appear to be over, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. Yeah. That happened quickly. It was like, oh, okay. You got Josh McDaniels in there, and he should be able to do for you what he did with Tom Brady. It just didn't work out that way. Yeah, see?
May, I don't know exactly the story and how it all unfolded, but he said, I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to say goodbye in person. Why'd you leave the team
early? That's true, he did leave.
That was a good window of opportunity there to say goodbye in person, but you disappeared.
Yeah. Mike in Florida joins us. Hi, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Mike.
Good. So I just have a thought, a question for you guys regarding Aaron Rodgers. So they're obviously trying to convince him to come back. And if I'm the Packers front office, I'm telling him, hey, man, I'm like, we want you to come back. If you do come back, we want you to be spending a week in the Amazon instead of 2 months. But I couldn't think of a better person they could add for him to convince him to come back than if they could make the trade for DeAndre Hopkins. I know that he has a no-trade clause, and there's rumors of the Patriots, but it's like Matt Jones or Aaron Rodgers. And then also with the whole OBJ fallout towards the end of the season, is there any chance, because OBJ was thinking of the Packers over the Rams when he went to the Rams, is there any chance they might kick the tires on that again as well?
Maybe. I saw the short list for DeAndre Hopkins, and the Packers are on there. But I'm still waiting for OBJ to come on the show because he put out that tweet where I was saying, has anybody asked OBJ if he can actually play football this year? And he sent out a tweet saying, that's why I'm an NFL outsider. I had some emojis on there. So I'm just waiting for him to come on the show and explain because he's gearing up for the postseason this year, isn't he? Or at least that's what we spent, well, others spent 6 weeks on OBJ to the Cowboys, OBJ to the Giants. OBJ, Buffalo Bills? Yes, Paul.
Odell should be more concerned about the FAA authorities than joining teams.
Yeah, I did see that video.
Having a bad month of air travel.
Yeah, that's that video came out. Not good.
I want to drive places or take the Amtrak.
Michael Wilbon from the Mothership will join us. Final hour of the program coming up. More of your phone calls as well. Seton, Paulie, Marv, and without Fritzy. Yours truly. One more item as we close out hour two. Paulie's got a bunch of photographs. He's got videotapes. He's got all of this stuff piled up at home. And I said, you know that Legacy Box is one of our partners.
Yeah, like my grade school football highlights, Dan.
Oh, is that?
Oh, multiple videotapes.
Multiple. Okay.
They got their work cut out for them.
Okay, Legacy Box will take that, and then they'll digitize everything.
Yeah, you just put it in a box. You ship it out to them. Yeah. They do all the work, and they ship it back to you so you have all your stuff safely back.
Yes.
That's it.
But why haven't you done it?
I'm collecting all my highlights. Oh. Dan, they're numerous.
Legacybox.com/Patrick. That's what you need to remember. Get an exclusive discount for my listeners. You get the digital copies back. You can enjoy, share, organize, and you never worry about losing those pictures or camcorder tapes, VHS tapes, all of that stuff that's been piled up in some closet somewhere. LegacyBox.com/Patrick. That's LegacyBox.com/Patrick.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Everything you love about Mercedes, the style, the comfort, the technology, the choice, is now available in electric. The vehicles, all electric. The feeling, all Mercedes. The choice, all yours. Learn more. mbusa.com/EQ.